shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5,
Thursday, and this is Gobsmacked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Mudford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. Talk with you, my happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Okay, hello again, everyone. As we said, this is Gobsmacked with Reese
and Eliana. Can you hear me? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you, Eliana. Perfect. So, you know, guys, this is 12 a.m. and sometimes your girls are tired. And today we are tired. However, we have a theme today. The amazing Dolly Parton's husband unfortunately passed, and so we thought we'd do a Dolly-themed episode.
Yeah, I actually didn't know about that until you brought that to my attention, which absolutely devastating. Like, she is such a marvelous woman. She deserves nothing but the best.
He was the best to her. I know. My goodness. I went down the rabbit hole of listening to all of their interviews and whatever. And, you know, he wasn't in the business. And so, that wasn't ever something they had to worry about. They were married for, gosh, I think 60 years.
No way. Yeah. Wait, that's some real...
Yeah.
I feel like when I think about celebrities and marriage, I feel like I associate that with, like, not lasting long.
3 years tops.
Three years. That's a long time.
Honestly, yeah.
So it's like she just, like, outdid everyone else, as she does in everything.
Yeah. So what does Dolly mean to you, Eliana?
Oh, I don't know. I was never a huge Dolly fan until about this past summer when I got really into it. I was at this, like, music fair thing in the middle of the mountains. It was really strange, okay. But it was like an Oktoberfest thing. It was like an Oktoberfest vibe, but it was in August. So,
okay.
Think about those vibes. And so this live music band starts playing 9 to 5.
Love.
And I was like, oh my god, this song is so good. I've totally forgot it existed. And so I added to my playlist. And this whole kind of first two semesters this year, I've been tuning in quite often.
Nice.
My English is not great tonight. Let me. I only speak English, so I guess.
You try in Spanish. You really do try.
Oh, I try so hard. I'm not a great Spanish speaker. My Spanish 2 professor would attest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dolly's incredible, and I've always loved her voice, and I grew up on Dolly, and I'll continue to grow up on Dolly. So please enjoy.
All of this, I wish you love.
Thank you,
darling.
I love you.
youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Please.
Okay, everyone. I would say Dolly Parton is the queen of gobsmacking the people, in a way. And the first time I was gobsmacked by Dolly, well, maybe not the first, but the first one we'll talk about, her look at the Cowboys game.
Oh, yes.
Incredible.
It was amazing. She pulled that off like no other woman could.
It was so good.
And, you know, we just want to comment a little bit on the Sabrina Carpenter, Dolly Parton collab that we just played for you. Like, I think it's hilarious. I think it's great. Like, it is not Dolly's usual vibe.
She sounds terrifying. I mean, what everyone's been saying is she sounds like she's creeping up at me from a dark hallway. She sounds like...
I could picture her emerging from a slightly crept open door.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Peering through with her fingernails, like, dug into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just... But I think she's amazing, and I think she can do anything at any age. However, she... potentially does not have a similar breath control, and I think it could also be the sound mixing. Like, Sabrina's voice is always very close to your ears, whereas Dolly's stuff is more folky. It's kind of in a different it's a different kind of mixing, also because of older mics and whatever. But
yeah, but I like how, you know, Dolly's vibe is definitely very different, but I like how she is kind of touching into this whatever is like popular at the moment, you know.
I think it's a really cute idea. Yeah.
Computer's gonna die, but okay, we'll fix that.
I have a charger
right
we'll
now I that. Have going on Miley Cyrus, which I assume you know the connection to Dolly Parton. That
of
Miley
course
Cyrus has.
Yes, like basically godmother or
yes
something. Yeah,
she's her godmother, and they're literally like, I feel like Miley Cyrus is a little mini Dolly, and I love it. Like, it's totally, their music's totally different. When I see them side by side, I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
I know, they're like, she was definitely raised by her.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, speaking of gobsmacking, did you hear about Miley Cyrus's dad?
No.
Oh, goodness. Crazy.
You gotta tell me about this while you're telling me. I'm gonna plug my laptop into
charge.
Okay,
perfect. I'll explain it while the laptop's being charged. So, Miley Cyrus and her dad, they used to be really, really close, right? He's famous, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Miley Cyrus gets famous, whatever. Apparently, he's been having issues with certain things in his life recently, and he has not been making the best choices. And someone made an Instagram post. One of his kids made an Instagram post that was like, "This is not my dad." And he made rude comments about Miley. Sorry, this is an all over the place explanation, but he made very rude comments about Miley and about his kids. And one of his kids posts on an Instagram thing that says, basically, you know, "This isn't my dad. What has happened to you? You know, you're doing all these things." Like, it was so crazy, and it was so sad. But anyway, that gobsmacked me because, come on, it's Billy Ray Cyrus. Like, has he always? I never thought he was a terrible person.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I still don't think he's a terrible person, but he is going through a very tough time, I'd say. Huh. Anyway, what's up next?
Up next, we have Whitney Houston.
Love.
Which is not particularly Dolly, but I thought it felt the vibe, because I was just looking through our playlist, and I was like, oh, you are making a shocked face right now.
You
look gobsmacked.
Oh my, I am gobsmacked. There's restricted profiles on Instagram. You cannot view Billy Ray Cyrus's verified Instagram until you are over 21 years old.
No.
I am researching this. Guys, gobsmacked in real
time.
What did
he post?
This is crazy. I have
what
no
about his
idea.
Account is 21 plus?
I have no... Maybe there's certain substances, but I don't... I'm
but,
very
but,
confused.
But I feel like Instagram would just take that down, but I guess he's got the money. He could just pay him off.
I think it could potentially be... Oh, due to legal requests.
Oh. Interesting. Why didn't you just take the account down?
I know. And why 21 plus? I mean, are
21-year-olds what can 21-year-olds
not going to judge you as hard?
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to be 21 soonish. Like, why can't I?
That is so
see it now.
Crazy.
Wait, that I'm going to, like, so log crazy. On to my brother's Instagram and we can take a look.
Oh, perfect.
He's,
perfect.
Like, 20. How is he 20? Oh, my God. My brother's 21. That's crazy.
Crazy.
What an old man. If you're listening, you're old.
My brother is also... very old. He's 20. What year is it? 2025? Okay, it's not July, so he's
what
24.
What year is it?
He's 24. So,
I'm almost 20, and that's kind of freaking me out.
Oh, I just turned 19. Guys, last time you heard my voice, I was 18.
Can you hear the difference?
Now I'm 19. You should be able to hear the difference.
Yeah, it's totally. The inflection is...
The difference could also very probably be that I just basically smashed my head into a wall about chem for 45 minutes trying to turn into
chemistry.
It was so bad.
Chemistry should be illegal.
It shouldn't be illegal. I think making it insufferable to learn. It should be, but that's a topic for another day. I turned in the assignment on time.
She got it done. She's impressive. We're all astonished by her every day.
Yes, and now let's be astonished by some, who'd you say, Whitney Houston?
Yes, Whitney Houston. You know Whitney Houston.
Yeah. It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Well, hey.
And this is dedicated to all my powerful women. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs just to survive. All my powerful women. No man at home, raising all the kids alone. All my powerful women. Y'all deserve a throne. Keep your head up and stay strong. All my powerful women. No matter what, never give up. I remember working hard with my mom. You name it, she did it. You name it, she sold it. You name it, she cleaned it. You name it, she owed it. She had to provide. We had to survive. So you name it, she stole it. Our whole life was layaway. Pay, 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 but the bills never went away. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5.
Working 5 to 9 and 9 to 5. They let you dream just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You got dreams he'll never take away.
Never take away.
You're all in the same boat with the love of your friends. Waiting for the day your ship will come in. Time's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
It's my pleasure. Dolly.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. And you're
Everyone, it is that time. We have a public service announcement. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. I chose to do this PSA because, number one, we've never talked about credit scores, and number two, Credit Fairy, made me think of the fairy godmother, not fairy godmother, the tooth fairy. And the one, the only Dwayne the Rock Johnson is the best tooth fairy that there ever was.
He is an amazing tooth fairy.
And I aspire to be that level of cool.
How did your parents handle the tooth fairy when you were growing up? What's your tale behind that?
Oh, that is such a good question. Yeah. Oh, I'm enjoying this. Okay. I had a little pillow. It was a pink pillow with a tiny pocket on it. You know, it's kind of, it looked like a t-shirt pocket, but
it was made
and it had little tassels. Oh, it was so childhood. Oh. Reese, pink.
not blue, which is what Reese is now.
Oh, I
Reese
know. I've switched up. But so I'd put her under my pillow, and then she'd take my tooth, and she'd give me no more than $5 ever.
That's a lot. $5 is like
usually $1. I can't really remember, but yeah. Like I think $1 was probably it.
Yeah.
But one time my dad was the tooth fairy, and I know this because he wrestled with me. Okay, dude, I'm 5 years old. My neck probably 10 pounds max, the size of a cat.
So he like flung you.
He flung me. I was like, I think I had a boy tooth fairy, mommy, because my head hurt.
I thought Dwayne the Rock Johnson visited me in my sleep.
I know. I was like, I woke up with neck pain at the ripe old age of 6 years old. I don't understand. So anyway, that's so my silly story. What is yours with the tooth fairy?
Okay, I feel like I found out that the tooth fairy wasn't so legit pretty early on in my life. Not like insanely, but my parents weren't the subtlest, but they were until I was in like, I don't know, when's a normal time to find out about the tooth fairy? By your standard.
Eight.
Okay, yeah.
Nine.
So maybe I found out when I was like, okay, then maybe I was normal. I probably found out around then. But my parents would... I was a menace. Whenever I had a loose tooth, I wouldn't wait for it to fall out. I would like aggressively pull it out of my mouth.
God.
It was bad.
You yourself? Like,
yeah.
Your dad didn't even do it for you,
tying
it to a door?
No. I would do it. I would, in school, so that I could get those little tooth-shaped capsules to carry it home in. I got one of those every time I had a loose tooth because I wanted it to, like, they give you the little necklace to bring it home. And so... yeah, my parents are probably pretty generous tooth fairies. The most I ever got was 10.
Wow.
It was big bucks.
Yeah.
And the least I got was like a dollar coin.
Oh, like, nice. Wait, yeah. Those are cool, though.
They are cool. You know the vending machine in Hodge gives dollar coins instead of change?
Are you kidding?
I go there. I paid with a $5 bill. I got a bag of M&Ms. I was supposed to get $2.75 change. I get $2 coins and then 75
Crazy.
Cents.
Yeah. Love it.
So if you ever want a dollar coin, go check out Hodge Common Room.
No, I will. But I do have a story.
Let it rip.
One more tooth story. Yeah, let it rip. That is the perfect setup for this. Oh. Let me tell you. My tooth was falling out, and this girl, I can shout her out. She's in Alabama, so she doesn't care.
Is she listening right now?
Most certainly not. We haven't spoken in forever. All the love to her. But her name was Evelyn Squires, and she, oh my goodness, she literally pulled my tooth out. Like, we went to the bathroom, she grabbed a paper towel, because it had been bothering me all day, and she said, okay, girl, we're going to fix this. She had an older and younger sister, and so I guess she was just one of those kids, take initiative, she was used to it. And so she grabs a paper towel, she pulls my tooth out, and it didn't hurt that bad, but I go to the nurse, and I was like, hey, I lost a tooth. And she goes, oh, are you sure about that? And I said, girl,
are you sure?
I'm holding it in my hand. And she goes,
I think so.
I was like, yeah, and I think the bathroom might have been across from the nurse's office, and she goes, because I saw you two go into the bathroom together. You didn't get this girl to pull out your tooth for you. 7-year-old me was like, I will kill you if you don't give me the tooth necklace. I didn't get a tooth necklace.
What?
I think she threw my tooth away. I think she genuinely took the paper towel and threw my tooth away.
I would be miserable.
I was livid. I could have committed all sorts of crimes. This is a joke, of course. I was completely livid, and I was...
Yeah, wait. Yeah. The tooth necklace was, like, my goal in life.
I never got one. I never got one, and I'm so sad about it. But, you know what? There's worse things.
I got them, and then I kept one. And then at some point in my life, I found where my mom kept all my teeth. And I put them in there.
My dad keeps my teeth, too.
Okay, we don't have them anymore.
Oh.
My teeth are gone. So, I don't know if you can say the same. But there's a drawer in my room with, like, one or two teeth and a little tooth necklace in my room. So, we have that.
Wow.
I think it's still there. I haven't checked in a few years.
I don't think I'll be a teeth keeper.
For the rest of your life?
For
give them to your
kids.
Children.
No, I'll make a bracelet out of them. No.
Wait, no, you mean your children's teeth. You're not going to keep them?
No.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to sell them on eBay. Dude, that makes so much money.
No, that is gross.
Oh my goodness,
human
teeth. Wait, I could get more money and
you're
then they could
attract,
get more
like,
money
all the cannibals,
from the...
bro.
Okay.
You want cannibals having your children's teeth in them?
I think the 12:44 a.m. is hitting us at the moment.
I think it is. But, you know, I'm living for it. I'm enjoying this. But let's see. What else can we talk about? Teeth.
Oscars.
Oh. I didn't watch the Oscars. I'm disappointed by it, though, because I did look at the results.
Yeah, me too.
And the amount, I mean, I don't know. I didn't watch a ton of the movies that were, like, up for things, but the ones that I did watch, I'm disappointed didn't win as much as they did.
Okay, name a few.
Ariana Grande for supporting actress. I wanted her to win. You look like you don't agree.
Wicked was good. But I think that's all it was.
Ooh, that is hot take, I feel like.
I know, but I think Ariana did a lovely job, and I think she embodied the character, yes, but it just wasn't Oscar to me.
Really? I mean, I have a feeling they didn't... I feel like Wicked did not win a lot this time around, but they're gonna have this part two, and I have a feeling the part two is gonna... push some people over the edge. My whole theory is that they're waiting.
Oh,
they're gonna give it the recognition.
My theory is that the Academy is
aliens,
per happenstance, a bunch of old farts that are difficult to deal with. But you know, I don't know.
I think that they're all just birds, which as we all know.
Well, but birds aren't real.
They're not real, so they're all just robots.
Oh, okay. So, oh my goodness, did you see the speech from the guy that was in, do you know the movie The Pianist?
Yes. Didn't see it, but I know it.
Okay.
Isn't it about?
It's about World War II.
Yeah, I was going to say like the Holocaust.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It is. But the main actor in that, incredible actor, terrible person. Did you hear about his speech?
No. What did he do?
His name gets called. This is his second Oscar, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say that he necessarily was deserving of it. They used AI to, like, make his accent better.
Huh?
Because he had to speak Hungarian or something.
Oh, does not know how to speak Hungarian?
No, but that's when you learn as an actor.
Oh.
And try your best, but...
I suppose. But I feel like, wouldn't it just make sense to cast someone who speaks Hungarian?
Not when you have an already Oscar award winning. I feel like they wanted the big name.
Mm.
But anyway, he gets called to win the award. He throws his gum at his wife, girlfriend, I'm not sure what she is.
Situationship.
No, they're definitely, I think it's wife. Let's say wife.
We'll
if
go
I'm
with
wrong,
the wife.
If I'm wrong, kill me. But
okay.
So he throws his gum at his wife. He gets up on the stage and he's accepting the award. And he does that thing where he is saying so many words. So many words. Nothing of substance is actually being conveyed from his words. Which, low-key, I relate. I do that all the time. However, I'm not standing up on a stage on national television. And so, anyway, so he's doing that. And then the music starts playing him off, and he literally goes, turn that off, turn that off. I've done this before. I've won one of these before. Turn that off. It's disrespectful. Let me finish. Let me. I'll be 2 more seconds. Continues to ramble on about nothing.
Oh,
and get
they
no
were like
point
trying
done.
To get him off the stage.
Yeah, they were trying to play him off, and he literally said, turn that off.
What a jerk.
I think the very best Oscar acceptance speeches were Matthew McConaughey about the Myself in 10 Years. Mm. I don't know if you've seen that one. I liked the one where the woman said, I feel like I'm about to faint, so pick me up if I pass out because I've got a lot of things to say. I thought that was powerful. And then I love the ones where they just say thank you.
Yeah.
What about you? What are your favorites that you know of?
Oh, I don't think I could name any Oscar speeches off the top of my head.
Oh, darn.
So you put me on the spot a little bit.
Sorry,
but it's okay.
It's okay.
I agree with the ones that are just like short and quaint, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I get like the thanks to my family, thanks to my fans, whatever, cutesy, but like, we know.
Yeah.
We know.
We know that you thank them all. But of course, I'm saying that, and I know for a fact if I got up on that stage, I would.
Oh my God, you would.
Thank you, my dog. Thank you to my dog, Bosco.
Okay, no, actually, I think if you got up there, you would just immediately, like, freeze and then run away. Because, okay, this girl runs away from everything. She comes up to me today, and, like, I was just, like, no, this might have been a few days ago, but I was, like, trying to make conversation with this girl. I was, like, asking her, like, how's your day going? And she was just, like, no, and ran away.
Who, me?
Yes!
I don't remember.
This was, you, like, 2 days ago. I was sitting in the common room, and you show up, and you're, like, hi! And I'm, like, oh, how's your day? And you're, like, no, and just ran away.
Oh, I'd had a bad day.
But
I didn't want to talk about it, so I ran
away. That was definitely not the first time that it happened. I hope you know that.
We
get lots of runaways from Reese. Runaway
yeah.
Reese, we can call you that.
Okay, yeah, sure. Away, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're not always right away. But you are someone who I feel like, you know, you're just like
first sign of confrontation, run.
Yeah, you know, it's like fight or flight.
Yeah, and I'm
sometimes you fight. I feel like you fight more. Well,
oh, let's just psychoanalyze me. Why don't we?
No. Reese is a gorgeous, strong Thursday. Wow, it is the morning. You're so right.
Yeah.
Why is it the morning?
I don't know. Guys, my bestie, childhood best friend, basically a sister to me. Oh, she's still gasping. Oh, goodness. Asthma? I had some bronchitis up in there.
I've been told I might.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
We're going to ignore that.
But anyway, Taylor's coming. T-minus 12 hours or something.
I think.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to meet her.
You should be. She's
Does she know I exist?
Probably not.
Wow.
We low-key...
It's not, like a call on a daily basis sort of friendship?
Not daily basis, but we call frequently. I know all of her friends' names, but for her, I just say my friend.
You don't get into specifics.
No, I don't. But I'm going to ride the T and pick her up and then ride the T back.
Aww.
And then...
What day is she coming? Tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, I guess today, 12 hours.
Oh!
Yeah. And so I'm going to take her to Mr. Crepe's probably Friday morning for breakfast. I think
Gorge.
That's... I have to. And then we'll go Boston Public Library, all the touristy things.
Take her Newberry Street.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it'll be very fun. So excited. Shout out Tay-Tay. She's on the way.
Oh, well, I wish one of my friends would visit. If any of you guys are listening, come visit me.
Oh, goodness.
No, I don't know. Sometimes they listen. Well, I don't even know. But, you know, they don't visit me. And I know a lot of them are about to go on spring break. So if you're hearing this, come drop by. Boston's great. You know, I can show you around.
Yes.
This is just an announcement to my friends.
Yeah, Deanna.
Oh my God, yes, Deanna. Yes. Who else are my friends who could be listening? I don't think Sarah's listening. I don't think Meredith's listening. Yeah. Logan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Shane. Am I just going to list all my friends now? No, we're not.
No, let's not. Let's
Alex.
Oh, I think we are tired.
I think we have had a week.
Oh my
I
goodness,
know
the
I've
week,
had a
week I have had and the week I will have next week with the Chem 2 exam.
Oh my God,
oh
my astronomy midterm. What is this?
Oh my goodness.
We haven't learned any astronomy.
Oh my goodness. My Chem midterm, the second
have
one.
Have you learned Chem?
No.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Acid, bass.
I can do that. Yeah. I can tell you what a buffer is. I can write a 12-page lab report.
You can do a neutralization reaction.
Who said that? I cannot do that.
Did you learn those?
Should have.
Oh.
Should have.
We learned those last year.
Oh, goodness.
Those were funky.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Do you remember the trend where it was like, it was this song, Jessie's Girl, and then like a bunch of other song, and it would be like, pictures of your friends and like who's like Jessie's girl, who's Valerie, who's Roxanne,
oh, who's Stacy's mom,
like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
I didn't, but I saw it a ton.
Who do you think you would be out of like those women?
Let's swip it. Let's say who we think.
Okay, who each other would be.
Swip it. Flip it. Swap it. Swip it. Swip it. Okay. Whatever.
Let's see. Okay, who do I think you would be? Oh, no, wait. This is so on the spot. I gotta think.
I know who I'd be.
Oh, who do you think you'd be?
Valerie.
You think you'd be Valerie?
That's put myself on a high pedestal. I'm getting... That's who I aspire to be.
I don't think this is actually you, but this is just the vibe I'm getting.
Oh, no.
Stacy's mom.
Bruh. Bruh.
Maybe it's just like...
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely not.
No, but, yeah, I don't know. You could be... You could be Jolene. You're Jolene.
I'm stealing people's men?
Oh, no, that's terrible. No, but like, you're Jolene.
Darn. Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, darn. Who do you think I am?
I think you are...
She's thinking so hard.
I'm thinking She's got, really hard.
Yeah,
but...
you know? Just keep thinking. I believe in you.
Rhiannon?
Yeah. Who's Rhiannon?
Fleetwood Mac. Rhiannon.
I don't know that one. I guess maybe
How
I should play it.
How do you know that? She is like a cat in the dark. Wait. And she is... I can't sing on here, but...
Wait, yeah. But I'll play it. I can cue it
it's
up.
It's absolutely... How do you not...
I don't know. Wait, let me find this.
Rhiannon is... It's classic.
How do you spell Rhiannon?
Gosh, I don't know if they do an H or not, but it's like R-I-A-N-N-O-N. And there might be an H, like R-H-I-A-N-N-O-N. That is crazy.
I think I do know.
You have to know this. Because there's Dreams, Rhiannon, Gypsy.
We're skipping.
All right.
Rhiannon.
Here's Rhiannon, guys.
Yeah, we're
going
to take
Enjoy
a listen
it.
To this so I can know who I am.
I don't know if it really embodies you, but I like it.
Okay.
I think it could work.
Take 'em by the wind. What is there she promised you heaven?
right, everyone. This has been Reese
and Eliana
with
Gobsmacked.
Yes. So this has been Gobsmacked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. We had so much fun talking about Dolly and the Tooth Fairy and
anything. And rest in peace to... I love how I don't know. Chad. Chuck. Wait, no, I'm just thinking about Chet.
Yeah.
Whatever. Rest in peace, Dolly. Dolly, shout out. She's not listening.
You know, maybe she
Dolly,
is.
You're in our thoughts and prayers for sure.
Yeah, and if you are listening to this, know we love you, and we're here for you.
And tell me where you buy your wigs. Okay.
Why did I say that? All right. We'll see you or hear you, or you'll hear us next week.
Yes, and
same
Reese
time,
is going to go
same
to sleep because she needs
Reese
it.
Needs to sleep. Good night, people.
All right, nighty-night.